Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't know if anybody this is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Howdy, hi, howdy, ho, everybody. It's Crab Diving Friday, flying at ya. Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, USA. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast. A little bit after 5 p.m. if you're listening to us out east. Yeah, it's Friday, everybody. Thanks for listening to us. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours live till 4 p.m. on the Pacific Coast. You can contact us during the show and all that crap. We'll let you know in a second. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. It's Friday.
Listen to those lyrics.
I want a job where I can turn in some writing and say, hey, look, I wrote the same word four times in a row.
Well, she was like,
can you pay me still?
I think she was like 14 or something like that.
She sounds like she's 5 years old and just stepped out of the, what was that, the Willy Wonka's chocolate factory, the helium part where everybody got the high voices.
Oh, yeah. That's Rebecca Black.
Oh, yes.
With a little bit of Friday.
Is she a little person? Was she on Time
She's
Bandits?
Not. She's an adult now, actually. I think. It's been a few years since that song.
She's not the one that gets carried around.
That's Ariana Grande.
Yeah. I don't want to walk.
Right.
Fuck off.
I'm tired.
It's Friday. Do you think she ever fucked it up? She's like, it's Friday. She never fucked her lyrics up or
that's actually Jesse J singing. I don't know. I forget actually what part in that song Ariana Grande is, but she sings in that song.
You could have told me the person singing was Ariana Grande.
Okay.
And I would have been none the wiser.
That was Ariana Grande.
Right. Oh, I love her. She's
Someone
great.
Had set her down for a moment so she could sing.
It must be weird to walk around with that weird munchkin voice, you know?
Hi.
And to be taken seriously. I mean, shit, she is. She's making millions of dollars in that shitty
song. A lot of money.
You know?
Wasn't she at Disney?
I don't know.
Was that the deal?
Yeah, she was in the Lollipop Guild.
Or something
she,
like that.
She worked at the World of Tomorrowland, whatever that
Tomorrowland.
Is.
Tomorrowland, Space Mountain.
Yes.
So give us a call if you like, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to be here. 323-601-5427. 323-601-LIBS if you want to talk to us on the telephone machine. We're on Skype. Our screen name is Crab Diving. And you can also tweet us during the show. Use Twitter. And it's at Crab Diving.
I am firing up the Twitter now.
Is our screen name there. We're all over the social media when you get a chance this weekend when you're not doing shit. Go surfing. Kick the kids off the computer.
Yeah. Take them all. Don't let them on my computer. I think my computer has AIDS.
Your computer's got AIDS. Bum, 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 bum. Yeah. I hate to tell
it's
you, buddy.
It's fucked up.
So it's the end of the week. It's Friday here on Crab Diving. Stay tuned near the end of the show, the last segment, last half hour. We're, of course, going to get to the top five songs of the week according to the Billboard Hot 100.
Oh, yes.
One of the favoritest segments of the show here.
Right.
Everybody loves hearing what the top songs of the week are.
It's going to be the same songs as last week, though.
They don't change that frequently.
No.
But last week there was one that shot up, right?
Yeah.
Like a rocket. out of nowhere and entered the top five for the first time.
But, what was that?
Well, I don't remember. Nah, well,
we'll figure it out in the segment.
I just kind of remember saying that. I don't remember exactly what the song was. I just remember the fact that it had happened. What had happened was, speaking of what had happened was, tonight on the network, crabdiving.com/live, ladies and gentlemen, tickling the hairs inside your ears.
Oh, shit. I was like, what hairs?
The Hollywood hick, Mr. Brent Paris, will be producing another diamond for you all tonight, 7 p.m. here on the network. Listen to it streaming. And don't forget, you can also go to crabdiving.com for podcast versions of all the diamonds here in the diamond mine that is Crab Diving.
Perfectamundo.
Network. And Ryan and I are the Pat Robertsons.
Oh, really?
Of this diamond mine.
Great.
Aren't we the owners?
Oh, yes. We have a proprietor.
We're much kinder.
Well, I mean, God, of course we are. I mean, he's a bigoted quasi slave owner, Pat Roberts. He wants to beat people and then tell you, hey, you can marry your cousin. It doesn't say you can't do it in the Bible.
Right.
Jeez. By the way,
kissing
it's a Hollywood
cousin.
Hit.
Hey, okay. Hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't know how to think the Bible says the problem of marrying first cousin.
Yeah, what a perv. By the way, is the Hollywood hit going to cover this whole cottonmouth snake bite deal on the dude's face?
Cottonmouth snake.
The guy that got bit, who was fucking with the copperhead or the cottonmouth, whatever, that snake. And he got bit face.
Yeah, yesterday on our Facebook, if you go to facebook.com/crabdiving, some nun nuts was out communing with nature. What's the story?
Numbnuts. That's totally from a different era. Hey, numbnuts.
How dare you? Yo, numbnuts.
That's a good one, though. We should bring that back. Yeah, the guy was fucking around with a snake, got bit in the face. I was just thinking at the H. Wood Hick would definitely discuss that on his show. I mean, I'm interested to hear his opinion since he is a Southerner and is probably tangled with snakes, especially since he used to dig ditches and work on road crews and stuff.
Did he?
Oh, yeah,
I don't remember that.
Oh, yeah. But Brent used to, you know, lay pipe.
7.
I'm so sorry.
7 p.m. tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Listen to the Hollywood Hick. Tomorrow, there's all kinds of stuff for you guys. Tomorrow, we've got probably a brand new Cantilingus.
Absolutely.
4 p.m. Pacific. Sunday, a very exciting day. Two brand new shows for your enjoyment.
Oh, my God. This network is blowing up.
And I've already forgotten which order we're putting them in. I'm going to say that at noon, the Dow of Inbound with I and Garlic.
It's
has
appropriate.
Can we can talk about this, right?
Absolutely.
It's an exclusive here on Crab Diving Network.
For sure.
Sort of.
Yes.
The Dow of Inbound will be consisting of an interview with?
It's going to deal with the first LGBT adoption in the great state of hashtag Florida.
I can't believe that's just happening.
I know.
Did that happen a while ago and he just got an interview with that person?
I think it's just happening. Because, you know, I think on April 15th, recently, remember they had a bill in Florida, an anti-LGBT adoption bill, and then it was struck down. It was deemed like unconstitutional or something.
I'm looking it up.
This is CNN.
Yeah, this is not CNN. Somebody, I posted to prove my point.
Yes.
In an argument online, I posted a link to a CNN article, and the person said, "Oh, you expect me to believe that liberal rag?"
Oh God, liberal!
See,
CNN's liberal.
See, CNN.
Come on, fucking what's his face? The Wolfman, Wolf Blitzer.
It just goes to show you how absolutely moronic and terrifying those people are on the right. You know, this is a Breitbart WND guy. I mean, this is a knuckle dragging, drool cupping, dickwad of
absolutely
a right wing nut job who. Think CNN is liberal.
Well, yeah, and just think of it, the luminaries on CNN. Wolf fucking Blitzer and Don
Lemon.
Lemon, the man that suggested that
goddamn plane that just disappeared into the ocean somewhere in the Pacific. It could have been swallowed up by a wormhole.
The Senate...
I mean, we could say that on Crab Diving, because, you know, whatever. But on CNN?
Right.
Come on.
The Senate, the state Senate sent Governor Batboy on April 14th a package of adoption incentives, including a
package.
Poison pill...
No.
That scraps an unenforceable prohibition of adoption by gay Floridians. So they included something in there. The Nadine Smith, executive director of Equality Florida, said this symbolic action would finally move our state past its Anita Bryant era of discrimination and intolerance. We urge the governor to do what's best for all the children and families and sign this bill into law.
Yeah.
The Senate last week rejected an attempt to remove the gay adoption provision from the bill. Of course, there's some assholes who didn't vote for it. They would prefer that the gay people not be able to adopt.
Well, yeah, and what's who wins in that scenario? No one.
I don't know. I guess they think the children, right? So they're not being brought up in a den of sodomy,
right?
With, you know, people putting some things in each other's holes all the time, because, right. You know, that's what all the gay people do.
Yeah, it's not like your dad's going to be the Indian and your mom's going to be the construction worker from the village people.
Or your dad's going to be the priest and your son's your mom's going to be Judas Iscariot. Yesterday's Crab Diving. Go to crabdiving.com, go to iTunes or Stitcher. We talked about that priest who got fired in Italy.
Wee. Oui, oui.
Because he got caught hooking up with guys on like Facebook and shit, and told them that he had been organizing for some time, apparently, orgies, big gay orgies, with other priests and members of the Swiss Guard, which is all legal. It's all above board. I mean, I think it's unethical for if you're a priesty type.
Well, it's unethical. I mean, what's the Swiss Guard? They have to do whatever a priest says, right?
I don't know about that. I don't know what the hierarchy is kidding. There.
But still, like, you can't, you know.
But some of the details that came out was that this priest liked to engage in, 50 Shades of Grayish kind of shit.
Yeah.
Except it was, 50 Shades Gay.
Biblical, and, though, like weird biblical shit.
Well, yeah, he had them role play as Judas Iscariot, and he would punish them for their transgressions.
I mean,
for turning Jesus in. Give me those 30 pieces of silver, you motherfucker.
I just want the guy we need to get that priest to call in. I just want to.
Italian.
Yeah. Well, I just want him to walk me through how he sort of ended up there. You know what I mean? Like, how do you come up with that?
He's on Facebook, right? Didn't he?
It's
that's how he found that one guy.
Oh, yeah. Let's look him up.
The Italian laborer who was like, I have a girlfriend, but the priest, I want to be holy. The priest says to dump her and to blow him.
Yeah. Dump and blow.
Well, yeah. So there you go.
God.
We can find out what the headlines are here today on this Friday,
the day of our Lord.
This beautiful, gray,
Faithless Friday, by the way.
Faithless Friday, ladies and gentlemen. Since there's probably more ladies listening than gentlemen. I don't know.
Is that true?
I don't think so. I think our demo skews more dick.
Welcome to the sausage party. Jesus.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
It's April 24th, 2015, here in the United States of America. Probably everywhere, except on the other side of the world where it's already the 25th. That's right. You know, that international dateline bullshit. The headline over at the Commie Pinko Liberal
Defeat
Huffington Post is Barack fires back.
Oh, shit.
Dun, dun, dun. There's a photograph of our commander-in-chief.
Did he bomb Iran?
On the left. And a photograph on the right of Senator Elizabeth Warren.
Oh, I love this.
There's a little liberal fight going on.
I love it.
Over this.
She's pulling him left.
Yeah,
right?
Well, I don't know. He's standing his ground over this TPP bullshit. As more and more people
on the left are looking into this and going, you know, this thing, this smells just like that giant pile of turds, that NAFTA bullshit. We're not seeing a whole lot different. Let us see the whole thing. And Obama's like, trust me. Trust me. He went on Chris Matthews the other day.
Yes.
Did an interview, and they talked to him about this whole TPP thing, and that's where he said he loves Elizabeth Warren, but she's wrong on this one. And
not what I want to hear as a progressive.
He's like, as a progressive, I wouldn't do anything. You know, he's basically saying, trust me, I wouldn't do anything that would hurt the middle class. And you got to trust me. You got to trust me on this one. But, you know, we don't. We don't. I'm sorry. You're still a politician, dude.
Yeah. Why would you want to come out against Elizabeth Warren? I mean, he's a lame duck, right? He's not going to get elected again. So why doesn't he just, why isn't he on the right side of this issue? I don't get it.
Some say it's hubris that every president, just about every president, wants to get us into some heinous kind of international trade deal. I don't know why.
Why?
And they think it's their legacy. You know, it's going to open it up to the world and shit.
But isn't his legacy...
He's got a few.
He killed Osama bin Laden and health care.
Yeah, I mean at least we got a little bit of health care. Should be single payer.
Yeah, yeah.
But
you can thank the GOP for that.
Right, he wanted that. And then, you know, the idiots on the other side had to say, no, no, no.
But this TPP thing, he doesn't have to do this.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, he doesn't have... This isn't something he has to champion. Why?
He says it's... You know, he keeps focusing on the... And this is the same bullshit that Clinton did, and the dudes back then with NAFTA, focusing on the fact that, oh, you know, we're exporting our wonderfulness to all these other countries. In other words, to sign on to this dealio, other countries have to come up to our pollution standards. They have to come up to our labor standards. Countries right. that don't necessarily have that, you know what I mean? They have yes. to raise that this is going to help the rest of the world. But he says it's going to create jobs here. It's always happened that it just creates jobs elsewhere. And that's what happened with NAFTA. And the worst part of it that I haven't seen anyone ask him this question directly, is about these fucking tribunals or whatever the hell you want to call it. This council that's going to be created by big giant megalo corporations that basically take sovereignty of these nations away from the nations and puts it in the hands of this court that they make.
It's the new world order.
Yeah, so that the corporation can sue a country if the country passes legislation that hurts its dollars.
No,
it hurts its money. You're hurting our profit. You passed clean air bullshit. Well, that means it's going to cost us money. Wah! We're going to sue you.
Well, nobody's going to be suing China. Their air isn't clean.
And well, they're getting better, though. I mean, they're actually kind of coming around, too.
Right.
But they have to.
Well, yeah, because
they ain't great. But they're you know, making some strides now a little bit. They're recognizing that, you know, they're cutting their air with a knife in Beijing. But so President Barack Obama, this is the story on the HuffPo, pushed back against Senator Elizabeth Warren and Democratic critics of his trade agenda on Friday, accusing them of spending, accusing them of spreading misinformation. He says yes. It's misinformation. That we're misinforming. I don't necessarily know that that's happening.
Right.
But the president says we're misinforming. We're being misinformed.
By Elizabeth Warren. And people like that.
The idea that we can shut down globalization, reduce trade is wrongheaded. The horse has left the barn. Well, we're not trying to reduce trade. Or, you know, make warm fuzzies with everybody else. We're just trying to make sure that we don't roll over and present our pristine starfish.
Yes.
For the taking without knowing what's, without a little dinner and a movie, knowing what we're getting out of it.
Why the fuck does he want to tackle the left, the progressives, like Warren and Sanders? Hey, isn't he busy dealing with the fucking idiots on the right? In the Senate and in the House? This is just strange to me. I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't understand his allegiance to this deal, really. But the scary part should be to everyone, and even to the president himself. The Republicans like it.
Listen, like, anything they like is bad to me.
Right.
I don't even have to read it.
And there's going to be a bunch of them that are going to be like, "Whoa, I like this thing, but Obama." I mean, they're torn. They really don't know what to do.
A group of people that some of them have to punt on, you know, evolution. They're not ready to say the word climate change. I don't want to vote. I don't want anything to turn into a law that they're for. You know, it doesn't make any fucking sense.
Yeah, well, that's not a lot on that side. It makes a lot of sense.
God.
All they have to do is fire up the fear in their ninnies.
Is Hillary into this TPP bullshit? I bet she is.
She ain't talking. When she was Secretary of State, between taking bribes for the Clinton Foundation, apparently.
Yes.
According to
Breitbart.
Everybody on the right, yeah. She was for it.
Yeah.
With the president saying that she was for it. But then she was asked yesterday or 2 days ago about it. And she gave one of those generic, well, you know, any trade deal we get into has to create more jobs and has to.
Of course it does.
Well, right. But she didn't say whether she's for or against. She just said. So
no one is. Why doesn't he just come out? Why doesn't the president just come out and say, listen, this sounds so shitty, but this is why why I feel like I have to do this. It's not going to create more jobs. It might cost us jobs. I'm being honest with you.
But he says it's going to create more jobs.
Well.
So then Elizabeth Warren, he said Elizabeth Warren was wrong when he was on MSNBC. Then she came back and wrote that blog post that we talked about on either yesterday's show or Wednesday's show, crabdiving.com. And if you listen to our stuff on iTunes, you know, take 10 seconds. Give us some stars. Give us 5 stars if you like us.
Right.
Love us. Spread us. Share us.
Pay us with
positive reviews.
Yeah, yeah. Praise. Praise us.
And good vibes.
Sure. Validate us. That's I love right. that.
Pat us on the head, so to speak. Yeah.
Give us a treat.
Yeah. How about a reach around? So the...
You don't know who's listening.
What do you mean?
I don't know. You might not want that reach around.
That's true.
Ain't no offense.
So yeah, Obama then now is firing back at Elizabeth, who fired back. He's saying that everybody's spreading misinformation. But here's the thing. Elizabeth Warren has read this bullshit. They asked her, you know, this is how this works. It's in a secret room.
Oh, wow.
And you have to go into the room and read it there, and you can't take pictures. You can't take copies. You can't do shit. You go in, you read it, and you leave.
You have to strip down, be scrubbed down with bleach.
Right. They stick fingers in all your holes to make sure you're not stealing anything. Some people go there several times a day. And, but they're sworn to secrecy. It's
like on a Bible kind of bullshit?
It's classified. So she can't even talk about it. So she's read this thing.
She hates it.
How can she not? If she doesn't hate it, she would not be doing this bullshit. She's saying, look, she goes, I think she said the process is bothering her, that she doesn't like this obfuscation that's going on.
Right.
Behind curtains, this negotiation. Trust me, don't worry about it. And that Congress is just going to say, yes, yes, here's fast track for you to do this. She, without debate, without amendment.
Isn't that what we did with the Patriot Act?
She's saying, I don't know, is that how that worked?
No one fucking read it.
How'd that go? Our butts are still bleeding from that one.
Yeah, really? Ouch.
So she, Elizabeth Warren, has got to hate it. Otherwise, she'd be saying, look, trust the president. Don't you think?
Yeah.
I mean, I think she would be saying, trust the president. Instead, she's coming out with this. She's got to smoke and mirrors it because she can't talk about the specifics of how heinous it is because it's ridiculously classified. So she's saying, unclassify it. Let the people see it. Let us talk about it. Don't fast track it. Let us debate it on the floor.
I mean, doesn't... I mean, to me, Elizabeth Warren, the biggest asset she has as a politician is her credibility. I mean, why would you not believe her?
Mm-hmm.
You know? I mean, I don't know.
Yeah. I concur. So that's the headline on the Huffington Post.
Yay.
Obama's firing back in the war of the TPP.
Right.
And then we can put some Band-Aids on your knuckles so that we can drag them.
It's for a while. I'm going with immigration for Drudge.
I don't know. Let's see
the headline. Gay marriage. That's what I'm
doing. Well, close. Because tonight there's a photograph of Bruce Jenner.
No, come on.
And the headline says Bruce, and it has a line through it.
Right.
Because tonight is the big reveal, the big on-air broadcast of the interview with Bruce Jenner. It says the first promo for Friday's broadcast didn't even show his face. An illustration of the line they're trying to walk and trying to drum up interest for the program while saying nothing about it.
What?
Diane Sawyer interviewed Bruce.
Okay.
They've released only a couple of non-specific quotes by Jenner, and it's not expected to reveal much more in advance to Friday's program. Everyone's, you know, assuming it's meet Bridget or whatever the new whatever the new Bruce is.
Yeah,
I thought somewhere I read what the new name is.
Yeah,
I don't remember what it is.
What is Drudge's angle? What bathroom is he gonna use?
Oh, yeah,
fucking assholes.
It's look at how the country's gone to hell. It says America's transgender moment. They hate the transgender thing. These are some of these sub articles they have. America's transgender moment, which is Bruce Jenner.
Yes.
And good for her.
Right. Well, yeah.
If that's what
she ends up wanting to be.
No, I think transitioning.
Oh, okay.
Maybe. I mean,
it's fucking amazing. The guy was in an Olympic. He was in the Olympics, right?
Right.
He was on a cereal box.
Right.
This is a big thing for the LGBT movement, you know?
And I think I read this. I did. They're outraged by this one, I'm sure. This is a story that's actually quite impressive for parenting. This is a couple in Massachusetts that they knew, like, right from the beginning that their son or their daughter wanted to be a son. I mean, from, like, one.
But it's a choice.
They said that... I think it's, is he five? Yeah. They even, they let him start, they changed his name to Jacob. He talked about his old name, Mia. It was the stupidest name ever. The family and their counselors are basically allowed him to transition. Not, obviously, no surgeries or anything. But they're treating him as a boy.
Yeah.
It's a boy. They say that, you know, it's not some tomboy stuff or a phase. It's been going on for years. At age two, they said Mia started saying, "I'm a boy, I'm a boy." They went to school and that, or I guess kindergarten or something. And they said, "Do you want to," they asked, "Jacob, do you want to do this all the time?" And they pulled him out of school and put him in a new one as Jacob, so that nobody there knows him as
That's
the former
nice.
Mia at 5 and 6 years old. And it's been going on for a couple of years now, and the kid couldn't be happier. It still wants nothing to do with being a girl and is identifying as a boy.
And how does how does that even matter? You know what I mean?
Psychiatrists are upset about it. They're saying
really?
That making a diagnosis that early could hide other problems or whatever.
But you're just
let the kid doing
what the kid wants to do.
Yeah.
I mean, what are you supposed to say? No? Force her into a dress?
Yeah, this isn't, you know, is it the eat fifth? Your peas. This this is a pretty significant.
Good for these parents, man.
Pretty progressive of them to let their kids start to transition. But there have been studies, and there are studies of kids that are allowed to transition, like, before puberty, 10, 11, 12, 13.
Like a operation?
No. Just to be, everything but. And it just shows how normal and happy they turn out.
Right.
As opposed to these kids who struggle and what significant percentage horribly end up killing themselves.
Yeah.
It's because of the struggle.
You got to let people be who they want to be, especially as a child.
Who cares?
Yeah, who gives a fuck?
We don't want them in our bathroom. I don't want them touching my daughter.
You want them to be happy so they don't grow up and, do all kinds of bad shit.
Right.
Or, you could think of it of a more glass half full kind of thing and say you want them to be happy so they'll grow up and do lots of great things for the world.
Right. Oh, and then there's a picture of Eric Holder and it says, goodbye. They hated Eric Holder. They're going to be thrilled.
I don't think there's any love lost on his side. You know, do you think he liked the GOP very much? Is he going to miss talking to Louie Gohmert of Texas?
Probably not.
Fucking lunatic.
I hope he sends him a bouquet of asparagus every year, though. So those were the headlines, ladies and gentlemen, on the To Be Fair and Balanced.
Yes.
We play both of them. So I guess tonight's a big night for Bruce.
Right.
Former Bruce, the new name is going to be.
I don't know. I thought it was Bridget. I really did for some reason. Did I not read that?
I think that was an early guess that people were having or that was out in the tabloids. But then I read somewhere else that wasn't it, that it's there's a different name. So I guess we'll find out tonight.
God, you know, is it that we live in Los Angeles and, you know, we came up in the theater world and don't give a shit. I'm good for him. He's transitioning. It's what he wants to do. It does not bother me.
It doesn't. Yeah, it's not. It's not going to change how much toilet paper is on the roll in my house.
No.
I mean, it's it's going to affect nothing.
Right. Is that a measure of happiness?
I don't know.
Absolutely.
I don't know why that came up, to be honest with you. But really, I mean, it's not going to inconvenience. That's an inconvenience if you don't have toilet paper.
Right.
It's a little bit of an inconvenience.
Sure.
That's not going to inconvenience me in the least bit.
Absolutely.
If Bruce Jenner dresses any way he or she wants to, asks to be called she, I don't give a shit. I'll say she.
But he represented our country in the goddamn Olympics.
We might slip once in a while.
Right.
And say Bruce or say he. Just like with Chelsea Manning, I say Bradley Manning sometimes.
Oh, I say the wrong thing all the time.
But you know, who cares?
Yeah, who gives a fuck?
Again, the fear of them, this bathroom bullshit is really the most heinous.
That it's so, it's like our
species argument.
Are we Neanderthals?
Yeah. I don't want them in my bathroom.
I don't give a shit. I don't even what is the plan? The people want to have a transgendered bathroom? Is that the deal?
Did you know they don't want them at all? Go back to what God made you.
I thought these right wing nut jobs were supposed to be small government assholes.
Oh no,
Jesus, man!
Only when
talk about the nanny state.
Only when you agree with them. If you disagree with them, then they're big government.
Right.
Did you see there was I don't know if it was an Instagram campaign or Snapchat or whatever, but there was a some transgendered people took some pictures of themselves in the bathroom where they were supposed to, you know, where if the Republicans get their way, where they're supposed to be. And some of these transgendered people, there was one that was a female to male transgendered. And I mean, it's a football player. It's a big, burly, hairy dude with a beard and tattoos and looks like a biker that would beat the fucking snot out of you.
Yes.
And he took his picture in the woman's washroom saying, "This is where you want me to be?" Question mark.
No, stupid. Be wherever you want.
Or a tall, skinny, super model-y looking male to female.
Right.
Is in the men's washroom, standing there unhappy.
Yeah.
I don't belong in here.
It's ridiculous.
But, you know, really, no, they're not there looking at your fucking little snowflakes dangly bits.
Wait, was
they
the point,
don't care.
Was the point of the big jock guy being in there? Was he mocking?
Yeah, they're making a point.
Yeah.
They're like, we should use the bathroom that we identify with.
Right.
Not the parts that we were born with.
It's just going to the bathroom too.
These people think that
these,
yeah, like it's a whim. Like on yesterday, I just decided to throw on a sundress and run into the bathroom. And I mean, it's ridiculous. They're such fucking morons.
Yeah, it's pretty stupid.
And then they fire up the religious.
I mean, it's just they want a law, another law. These Republicans about where you can pee
everywhere. They're putting
up
these.
My God,
they're trying. They want fines for people that use the wrong bathroom because they're worried that you're gonna corrupt their child.
Dude, it's so insane if you think about it. It's such a myth that they are the party of small government. It's just not the case.
It's a big fucking lie.
So fucking stupid. Not only that they got it, you got to consider their homophobia and their fucking bigotry. We also have to consider at times their relationship with their sky god. I mean, they are, listen, GOP, you are high maintenance as fuck.
Well, yeah. And did you see fucking Jindal? I mean, really, I thought he was kind of one of these normal-ish, you know, it's all relative, but Republicans. But goddamn, he has really scraped the veneer off to show the heinous fuck watery beneath.
Heinous fuck watery.
Because if you go to our Facebook, I think I might have put the story up about him.
That should be a segment we do. The heinous fuck watery segment.
But we do.
It's called the show.
Yeah, 10 hours a week we do heinous fuck watery.
Yes.
So Bobby Jindal is, I don't know, I don't think I put it on Facebook yet. He wrote an op-ed.
Wait, hold on a second. He can read and write? I didn't know that. Yeah.
Well, the leaders are all pretty smart.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, look at Ted Cruz was Harvard Law, right?
Right. And
top of his game.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, we have a caller calling in.
Do we? We got to do the
yes.
But, yeah, Jindal was coming out and saying that he wrote an op-ed basically saying, look how great I am. And he's doubling down on that religious law.
Wow.
In Louisiana. But we'll get to that in a minute because I think we have a caller on the line.
Yes, we have the host of the Tao of Inbound on the phone.
Are we sure?
Yes, absolutely, I'm sure.
Oh.
I think so.
Yes.
Ian Garlick, how's it going?
Pat, Ryan, it's awesome. I'm staring at cows right now.
Awesome. You're in Wisconsin?
I am not in Wisconsin. I'm in the state with the largest cow population in the United States, Florida.
Oh, you're in a Golden Corral.
I am. I'm in a Golden Corral.
And you're looking at the rest at the patrons.
Yes. He's at the chocolate fountain.
Right.
Wait a second. That blows my mind. Are you telling me Florida has more cows than the Midwest? Than like Wisconsin or...
Yes. Florida has more cows than California, Texas, anywhere else.
Dang.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either.
Wow.
And yes. I lived in Wisconsin for a while, and I'm sure they try to claim that.
Yeah. Nope. They milk their cows, but they don't have more of them. And do other things with the cows, too, there.
Oh, right.
This isn't that
allegedly.
if you're a
calf will suck anything.
Yeah, really. I mean, if you're a cow in Florida, you just kind of keep one eye open, I imagine. Lunatic. Cow's like, Jesus Christ, have you read Fark?
You're right.
Oh, wow. Oh, man, yep. So I'm in the... on a ranch in the middle of Florida right now. So it's awesome.
Don't try to kiss any snakes.
Right.
okay, I was going to do that. Now I'm not going to.
Yeah, yeah. Don't make out with a copperhead like the guy on, was that Florida?
Yeah, that was absolutely, that was Florida.
that was Florida.
My God. I grew up there, and I think that's where I have an insane fear of snakes. Actually, I don't think it's insane. I think it's healthy.
No, it's insane.
Everyone should be afraid of snakes.
Well, wary.
Yes.
Yes, wary, not insanely afraid.
I mean, listen, copperheads are cottonmouths, basically the same thing. Very territorial and very poisonous. They're aggressive.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can they bust through your car?
Yeah. It's a home invasion.
You gotta watch. Did they do a what is it, carjacking? Yeah.
Listen,
there's a knock at your door.
That's why I need my automatic rifle.
All right.
That's right.
Listen, Wayne LaPierre, that's a good angle for him. He's like, there's copperhead attacks.
Yeah, snake killers. Oh, serial killers.
Well, they're hard to hit, so you need an automatic weapon.
Yes.
Because you need to shoot a lot of bullets.
Yes, and the good thing about that, you can maybe shoot other things at the same time.
Oh, yeah. Your neighbors.
Are the cows like sushi? When you're hungry, you just pop one off, drag it back to the kitchen?
No.
No, no?
That's what the hogs are for.
Oh, I see.
Oh, shit. Are there pigs there as well and hogs?
There are... wild hogs.
Oh.
Territorial wild hogs.
Yeah,
yes.
Those are mean.
Big, nasty, that will ram your car. Those actually will come through your car and get into your car.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So.
They're angry.
It's Florida.
Yeah.
You know what? You know what I would do if that happened to me? I think I would try to fight the hog off with a cigarette lighter.
Well, you gotta wait for it to charge up.
I know, that's the worst. Right. Takes forever.
I'll post a video on my YouTube. I actually have one of a hog charging. It was I was on the other side of a gate and it came running at me, and I'm like, oh, that's how
shit,
I found
dude.
Out about that.
You better be careful.
Yeah. It's actually the safest place to be in Florida.
That's right.
It's true.
So, what's going on?
Well, just right-wing nut job tomfoolery. We were actually talking about the first LGBT adoption in Florida.
We were talking a little bit
and
about
your
that.
Show.
Yeah, so it's technically not the first. It's the first in North Florida.
Oh, North Florida.
So, which is southern Alabama. No, it is the first in North Florida. It's one of the first it's a same-sex couple. It's a great story because it's not just the rights issue. My client and friend, an adoption attorney, Mary Kay, just finalized it this week. And it's a great story, not just because of the rights issue, but also the fact that there's so many of these foster kids in the state of Florida and throughout the United States that, you know, they're older foster kids. They get bounced around from house to house, and there's fantastic people that want to take care of them and want to help them out. And she's helped match this child up with this awesome couple that really wants to take care of him, has the time to take care of him, loves him, you know, and really wants to help out the world. And that's what I love about the story, because it's a great story that Mary Kay tells, you know, and she's fought hard for these rights and fought hard to help kids like this. And she does it on a continuous basis.
That's I've never understood how the right wing hyena taints would rather see a kid have no home than be in a loving atmosphere with two parents.
Well, it you know what, Pat? It's beyond not having a home, and Mary Kay talks about it. So, my company. Does a lot of work for Guardian Ad Litem, which is a Florida state, and it's nationwide. Basically, it's the attorneys that protect foster kids. And so we go and shoot these training videos where they talk about these things that are happening, and not only in foster homes, but kids are getting put into institutions, and it's very scary. I know you guys are pretty open about the stuff you say. I won't even talk about it on the show because it's that bad what happens to these kids in these foster institutions. And that's what, you know, this is it disgusts me what happens to them, and the fact that they don't want to help, allow someone to help them out, that really angers me. Because it's beyond just, hey, this kid's going to have a parent. It's you're literally saving some of these kids' lives. And how can someone say, no, I don't want that because these guys aren't like me?
Right.
That's what frustrates me.
They might walk in on them rubbing clams together.
Yeah. It really is stupid. It's a bunch of irrational fears based on, I don't know. It's always weird.
Control.
It's always fascinating when you get the right-wing nut jobs trying to explain their homophobia. It's fascinating to me because it never makes any sense.
There's no reason for it. It's just a fear of the unknown. Yeah. And that's another thing that, you know, Mary Kay talks about, and what's going on with social media and the positive part of marketing is people are starting to go, hey, wait, these people are like me. Oh, they have actual lives like me. And there are people, you know, turning the tide going, you know what, this is all right. Let's concentrate on something more important, like the kids getting shot in the schools.
You know? Right.
not us trying to save a 12-year-old's life by letting some awesome people adopt him.
Yeah. Isn't gay marriage and gay adoption, aren't these issues that most people in this country come out on the right side of? Like, most people believe in gay marriage.
There's a poll yesterday, I think, or just coming out today, that for the first time, it's got the highest acceptance rate. 61%, they say, of people, just in general, 61% of Americans now say, let them get married.
So
they're for it.
So it's something we want. So why doesn't it just happen? Why don't the politicians do that?
Well, there's that other 40%.
Right.
Well, yeah. And I mean, the 60%, you know, what was that? Where was that poll? Because middle America, you forget how big it is. And yeah, you know, you see movies like, what was that movie, Jesus Camp?
Oh, like, dude, that's terrible. Crazy.
And there's a lot of that out there because the people are living like where I am right now, where there's literally 5 miles to talk to another person. They watch one TV channel and they believe everything that TV channel says.
Right. Is the ranch at a secret undisclosed location?
It is. It is. Well, I mean, I can tell you it's right next to Myakka State Park. You guys know exactly where that is, right?
No. Is that where Travolta lands his plane?
No, that's in Ocala.
Oh, okay.
He just had a big premiere in Ocala of his new movie.
Oh, that's cool. He premieres his movie there. I mean, that's kind of awesome. I didn't realize that. Town, I guess.
That is cool.
Right. Is it Battlefield Earth 2?
Yeah, yeah. it's the opposite of that new HBO anti-Scientology movie. It's like the positive spin on Scientology.
the good Scientology. Don't listen to that crap, it's called.
Right. Every once in a while, we talk about the Scientologist a lot because, well, it's strange. But they're going to come get us because we're surrounded
by
the
science. You're in the heart of it.
Yeah, we live close to the Eye of Sauron.
Yeah.
That building's so scary. Ryan, last time I was out there, the first time I was out there, and we were meeting you guys for lunch, and I drove by that building, and I was like, what is going on here? That was so scary. I'm pretty sure I saw someone's like waving for help outside of the window.
Dude, it's bizarre, man. And
it's real Mussolini-ish, right? Yeah.
And if you even walk around the building, which is on a public street, mind you, it's on a public street, or if you're in your car and you double park and you hesitate for a second, some creepo on a bicycle comes in, is like, hey, what are you doing? I'm the Scientology police.
And then they dart you.
Yeah. I'm like, listen, I don't want to fuck with you because you guys are nuts.
Oh man, do they have like the stress tests everywhere in LA? Because when I lived in New York, I mean, it's everywhere. They're like, here's a stress test. I'm like, of course I'm stressed. I'm in New York. And
then they find the best looking of both sexes.
No, it's so
their latest fleecings. Right. And they put them out on the street on Hollywood Boulevard. And they're like, you know, do you want to take a personality test?
You know,
yeah.
I
boom, bag over the head.
Right.
Out of there.
I might have, I won't say which, but I might have a younger brother that nearly got sucked into that whole, like, stress test thing. I'm like, hey, dude, I don't care how hot she is. Please don't.
Right.
You'll never get out of there.
Oh, man. Yeah. We'd be performing, like, like secret ops right now, getting him out. When
well, yeah, we'd be throwing the bag over his head and get him out of there.
Hey, I told him. I said, I'm not going in to get you. Don't go in.
You're on your own.
Yeah, you're on your own, buddy.
Oh, you're a suppressive person.
Oh, yes.
Already.
They do stand-up comedy shows at the Celebrity Center. I shit you not. I got friends. You get booked on that thing. You go do the show. They pay. I mean, I would do it. I mean, I guess. I don't know.
I remember one... I first moved here, one of my first agents, it was a question that they asked. They said, it was before I was union, and they said, you know, the Church of Scientology does a lot of non-union work. Are you okay with auditioning for them? I'm not kidding. And yeah. And that's the only place that anyone ever asked me about, like, are you okay auditioning for them? And one of the reasons was she said that you're they put you on a mailing list. Like, even if you audition for them, they're like, "Oh, what's your phone number? Or right. You know, what's your address?" And then you get bombarded with, "Are you really happy? Are you really happy? Could you be happier?"
Yeah,
it's good marketing.
Yeah,
I'm telling you, they're good at marketing. That's why you got to get good at marketing.
That's true, man.
You can have your own cult.
Well, we're starting our own religion. We decided. Fuck that.
Oh yeah, it's so much. There's so much money in it. I mean. You know,
just like L. Ron said,
right? I don't know. I want to be. I don't want to start a new religion. It does sound cool to be a Thetan, a Thetan Nine or whatever.
Yeah, you get levels and everything. Yeah. It's really cool. It's like a video game.
I don't know. It just amazes me that people go through that and they're like, oh yeah, sure, this makes sense.
They've got to have them in Florida, probably not.
Clearwater's one. Like I'm pretty sure Clearwater has a lot more Scientologists than LA.
Wow.
That's shocking.
A much bigger building. A much, much bigger building. And they own a lot of land.
Over $1 billion. That's where all their money is. They were smart in that. That's how the church survives, is that they bought up all this land and they've got over $1 billion worth of real estate holdings. And... there's only 30,000 of them, or 30,000 to 50,000, they estimate.
They're like the Catholic Church, but with spaceships, sort of.
Yeah, well, exactly. But you know, I'm thinking about it, I'm like, do you think that people were like in Roman times talking about Christians the same way? And like 1,000 years from now, Scientologists will be like, oh, it's fine. Everyone's a Scientologist.
Don't hang out by the Christian Center. It's creepy as fuck. And guys on bikes come up to you.
Sometimes I think about like the Roman times. I mean, do you think they had time to think that? Or was everyone just dying when they got a toothache? Or just like they got...
True.
Yeah.
I got to hang now. I'll be dead in a week. I don't give a shit.
You know, Ian brings up Clearwater, Florida. We've talked about that before because I believe Clearwater is overrun with monkeys because of Tarzan used to shoot there, right? Was that?
Yes.
Oh, God. It's insane.
Well, throughout, like, Central Florida, I had monkeys in my backyard because of that. With the Wakaiva State Forest, that's where they shot some of the Tarzan movies, and there were still monkeys. I think there still are.
What kind of monkeys are they?
I don't know.
Not like chimps, but just like little...
They got little tree
monkeys.
And if you go into the woods and you get an accordion, they'll run to you.
That's how you lure them.
Yeah. It's genetic.
It's so
the love of accordions.
That is crazy. I mean, I don't want to make this show the monkey show, but just think about like what kind of an invasive species a monkey is. It's an animal with thumbs.
Well, and then what about all the assholes with their fucking giant boa constrictors and anacondas and shit?
I can't take that.
It's like, I didn't know it was going to get this big.
Yeah.
So I'm going to let it loose.
Right. Exactly.
In this grade school.
I really do think there's some, I don't know. There's something weird going on with people that want like a lizard or a snake as a pet. Like, I love dogs. I love cats. I get it. They're furry. They're nice. They're like, you can communicate with them. But a snake, what do you get out of that? Aside from, hey, look at me. Look at my interesting pet.
That's exactly it.
That's crazy, dude. And then the pet gets out and it eats all the dogs in the neighborhood or something.
And then it's 18 feet long and they make a movie about it.
Right. God, I sound so paranoid. I sound like somebody Wayne LaPierre wants to sell a handgun to.
Will this take down a snake? You can see it at the store right now.
But you gotta hit it.
Snake bullets.
Right.
Yeah, snake shot.
Yeah.
I wonder what that would consist of.
What? To shoot a snake? You're supposed to use a taser.
Did you see? I mean, there's even two Florida stories, like, within the last few hours. I mean...
About what?
Well, the one I was going to do later, but it's there's a deputy who ignored a 911 call...
Nice.
...from a woman who was dying.
Oh.
So he could finish his pizza.
Shut up. What kind of pizza?
And now he's been fired. Lee County? Do we know where Lee County is?
Is that Florida?
That is definitely Florida.
Lee County Sheriff Mike Scott fired Yvonne Fernandez following an internal affairs report that showed the deputy acknowledged an emergency call from dispatch before returning to his pizza.
Well,
even though he was not on official meal break.
Oh, my God. Had he been on an official meal break, it would have been fine to let the person die. Yeah. All right?
So, hashtag Florida.
Good God.
To protect and serve my pizza.
Exactly. Hey, at least think about it like this. At least the cop just let the person die and didn't drive over to their house and accidentally or on purpose shoot them. There's that.
That's true.
Oh, God. That's horrible.
I don't know how you handle it in Florida. I mean, Rick Scott... See, here in California, I mean, we're commie pinko lib,
yeah.
You know, I mean, central.
We do have a governor that's in love with fracking.
Oh, yeah, there is that.
Yeah, that's not too good.
Are you, but now, Ian, are you for or against fracking?
I'm against it. I mean, it's disgusting. Let's put explosives in the ground and ruin the water, but we've got some more energy. Yeah. Did you see the thing? I don't know if you read I Fucking Love Science. I don't know where the exact... I don't have the whole background of it. And I'm big into science, so I usually like to have my stats and know where the, you know, where the scientific proof came. But they showed, like, the squares that would... we could provide the whole world's energy through solar power. And it was like this little square in the Sudan. If we put solar panels completely there, we're done. We have enough power.
Yeah.
The sun?
I saw that. And that's insane.
So, but it's, you know, there's a lot, there's not much money in that. Yeah. Because once you do that, it's like, we don't need oil. We don't need fracking.
Yeah.
Fracking, there's a ton of money because you got to buy explosives. You got to go blow up some ground. And then I don't know what happens after that.
I don't either.
Well, it's the water, they inject that water down there and then they either leave it or they have to take the wastewater out and put it somewhere.
Right. The ocean.
and I think that's what they're talking about here in California is they're trying to talk about feeding the cows
with fracking water.
Well, yeah, like they're trying to find water that maybe ain't too bad.
Right. Good.
Wow.
And giving it. Well, that's a great idea.
Is the Far Side dude still around? Because he needs to make a cartoon about that.
Right.
I think the reason he gave up is just like, man, this is just getting way too crazy. People are doing too much crazy stuff. It's beyond the cartoons I can draw.
Right. The cows are just sitting there, minding their own business, and all of a sudden in Oklahoma, it's like, why is the ground shaking?
and who named it fracking? That's a marketing, like, no-no. It's like, hey, let's call it fracking. And then people are like, oh, yeah, it's fine to frack my town.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
That is a marketing no-no. That's kind of that's a fuck-up. Is fracking something, is that a term coined by people that hate it, or is that the industry?
That's the industry term.
That's the industry term. Wasn't that the swear word they used in
Battlestar
Galactica?
Oh, that's right.
What the frack?
I forgot about
Obviously, fracking came first, right? Before the remake.
Oh, yeah.
Battle Sun.
It's heinous. Weird. They don't give a shit. Profits before people.
Yeah. But, you know, you're not taking into account what happens to the environment when there's a wind spill. It's the worst.
Well, have you seen the argument against the wind turbines? They make this, low hum.
Yeah.
You're like, well, it disturbs me. It's annoying.
Yeah. It's annoying. I heard this guy in West Virginia, he was so annoyed when he went and got a glass of water and it tasted like black licorice. Syrupy. Oh, look, I can light my shower on fire.
And you can save electric.
I'm annoyed.
Just light your kitchen sink on fire. You can save on your electric bill.
Oh, my gosh. Oh.
So unreal. And now they're saying that even if the water isn't polluted, that I think they're finding in, I want to say either Pennsylvania or Ohio, I think it was Pennsylvania, that the radon gas now.
That's bad.
That they're cracking the earth and all these little micro fractures are happening, and now the radon gas is bubbling up even more than ever and radioactivating people and giving them lung cancer.
How is this shit not apolitical? Like why do we have to deal with the right who has to be in love with this fracking industry? Don't we all live on the same fucking planet? Am I missing something?
Well, they don't live in that town.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
That's the problem. I mean, it's like, I don't care. I don't care about those people. There's a lot of people that just really don't care. If I don't see them, they don't exist.
Yeah.
That's the big problem. And, So that's my two cents.
Right. Well, I mean, we were talking about the golf courses in California in this drought. Are they going to let them go brown?
Yeah, right. No. Or the giant lawns in Malibu.
No way. Oh, my God. Hold on a second. Yeah. I feel like I have to
hit the gong.
Yeah, right after I said that. Sure.
So Sunday, I think Sunday, are we going to try to?
Absolutely. At noon Pacific.
Yes. Okay. Awesome. Yeah, it should be up soon. We recorded a little bit ago, and it's a great episode. It's a great, great interview. Not only Mary Kay talking about what she did, but her business. And she's a perfect model of someone changing people's lives. Still, you know, she's not giving up her entire life to change other people's lives. She still is successful. She's still doing well, has a great family, spends time with her family, but she's helping other people too. And she's not spending a ton of marketing, and she's doing very basic stuff, but she's helping people out. And that's exactly what I want this podcast to be about. Is you see that example, and people lead by that example, and they can learn that, hey, you know, if you really hate fracking, you can make some money and make some influence. And we can stop just, you know, complaining about it. There's someone out there that can really do something about it. I really don't care about fracking that much because I don't see the people getting hurt by it. So
I'm just kidding. Right. Doesn't affect me.
Yeah.
Well, we love the show. Everybody should be listening to the Tao of Inbound. My mother loves the show.
Awesome.
Yes.
That's fantastic.
And it's running now. We've got the 4 and 11 o'clock slots that we kind of mix things up.
Tonight, are we running the previous episode at 11 p.m. Pacific?
Tonight, 11 p.m. Pacific will be the previous episode. And then Sunday, 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. out of the Eastern Type Coast.
Yes.
Will be the brand new Tao of Inbound.
That's right.
A really cool, awesome interview. Thank you, sir. Mr. Ian Garlick, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me. Thanks for having the podcast. Love what you guys are doing.
Absolutely.
Enjoy the ranch and say moo to the cows.
Yeah, be careful of those hogs.
I will. I'll take some pictures with them.
Oh, sweet, man.
Hog selfies. Thanks, man.
All right, bye, Ian.
All right, thanks, Pat Ryan. Bye.
Ian Garlick, the host of the Tao of Inbound here on the network tonight, 11 p.m., the last episode, and stay tuned. You can leave and come back, but better if you stay tuned the whole time, straight through till Sunday.
That's right.
1 p.m. here on the Pacific Coast, you'll hear his great interview with, sounds like somebody who's making a difference there.
Absolutely.
In Florida, helping some kids.
Right.
Get some loving homes.
God, Ian was...
Despite what the fuckwads of the right are trying to do.
Ian was talking about the last time he was here, looking at the Scientology Center. You know, one time... He came out to L.A., and I went drinking with him,
And we ended up at that the Silver Lake Lounge.
Little, yes.
It's like the bar is very much like Deadwood. Oh my God, we got so wasted. And this is the worst thing. Have you ever thrown up when the sun's up? I mean, that is the worst. Yeah. Oh God.
All the time. Are you kidding me?
The poor guy, he came out to visit me, and I don't even remember getting home. We had to walk home. He had to use his GPS to find my apartment. I don't even remember the walk.
Great.
I'm the worst guest, host, I mean, host.
That sounds like a great host.
Yeah.
It sounds like a lot of fun.
Right. It was fun.
Let's see. What have we got going here? We could take. Do you need to take a break?
No.
Or should we soldier through?
Let's soldier through. I mean, my God, it is Faithless Friday.
It's Faithless Friday.
Unfortunately, we have the top five coming up.
Unfortunately.
No, I like it. It's fun.
Let's see. What else have we got here? Let me hit my spreadsheet. I was listening to what Ian was talking about.
I know.
And not looking ahead.
I keep thinking of Esther the Wonder Pig. Got to check up. We got to get the owners of Esther the Wonder Pig on the show. I think that would be an interesting interview.
Yeah, it'd be great to talk to them. There's these guys in...
I mean, I'd rather interview the pig.
If you go on Facebook, the Esther the Wonder Pig page, it's these two guys in Canada who adopted a pet, one of these pet mini pigs. And as it was a little piglet, and they took it to the vet, and the vet noticed one of these weird little tattoos on the side of the pig's leg. And he was like, you know, they only do those tattoos to pigs that you like farm pigs, like pigs that, you know, sadly get eaten. And
yes. And they're enormous.
And she's now, I believe, over 700 pounds. They kept her. And they turned it into their life now. They, as she was growing, they tried to figure out what they were going to do. And they came up with an idea of having a sanctuary, a farm animal sanctuary for animals like her. Because what would have happened if they would have been just like, fuck it, let's get rid of her. You know, who knows? She might have been bacon somewhere. Yeah. So,
they're a social entrepreneur.
They did a Kickstarter or Indiegogo or whatever you want to call it. And they crowdfunded $400,000, something like that. They made, a ton of money. And they bought a giant farm complex in Canada somewhere. Ottawa, I think.
God, you know, it's weird to me. I would have gone south. I mean,
I might have also.
I can't imagine how cold it is in Canada. I mean, we lived in Chicago, dude. I'm not going colder than that. No way.
Although that lake in Chicago really does funky things to it. Now they've got like five or six other giant pigs. Two, they've got a horse, they've got a donkey, they've got a couple of goats. They've got, they're just bringing in animals, and they're going to open it as a learning center. They're going to have people, they're going to have classes there. And I mean, they really turned it into a career. So this pig that they accidentally got that was the wrong size all of a sudden changed their entire lives.
Totally
so
awesome.
But they've got a great page where you can. Esther is not a barn pig.
She's
not like those other barn pigs.
The videos are so funny, man. I could sit around and watch those pig videos all day.
They have two other dogs and two cats that live in the house with the pig and them.
That's insane.
And it's nuts. It's a 700-pound animal that lives in the... tries to crawl on the couch and shit.
Isn't there a video where Esther breaks into the refrigerator?
She knows how to open the fridge. They're always yelling at her.
Pigs are smart,
they're smarter than dogs.
Dude, and an animal that large.
Right.
With brains. Come on.
There's one... I watched a video this morning of Esther. I guess they had a spring snowstorm. Of course, it's Canada. Yes. It's been nice there. And one of her dads was outside, and the pig knows how to open the sliding door, decide when she wants to go out. And he was outside on the deck, which has snow on it, and you see Esther looking out the sliding door, and then she moves her giant head and nose, and the whole door just goes wham and slides open. And she takes two steps out, and she looks around, and she realizes it snowed.
It's miserable out
and
here.
And she's like, fuck this, turns right around, goes right back inside.
I'm going back to the couch.
Yeah. And the pig's like, I ain't doing this shit.
Oh, that's so funny.
But it's a great story. It's fun to watch. And they also have the Happily Ever Esther Sanctuary is the name of the sanctuary.
Esther.
So it's a lot of fun. It'd be fun to talk to those guys. I can't imagine.
Meanwhile, we have a package of bacon in the refrigerator.
I remember,
how dare us!
God, do you remember your brother's big dog hanging around in the
Sonny,
apartment and in the house?
The coon hound?
Yeah. Right. He was 100 pounds.
That's one of those dogs straight out of A Christmas Story. The Bumpuses that eat the turkey. That's where that dog came from.
Bigger.
Yeah.
But imagine Sonny plus 500 pounds.
Huge.
Right?
God,
that's
massive insane.
Animal.
Yeah.
What else have we got going? I've got, what time is it? We got a little bit after, it's about 10 to 12 minutes after 3, ladies and gentlemen, depending on, how the delay here is.
I don't know what you have on the agenda, but God, I did stand up last night. I spent my whole time talking about that, the priest with the crazy
story.
Judas Iscariot sex romp. Right. See, that's a very specific fetish. Is it only, God, I have so many questions. Is it only Judas that he dressed people up as, or are people?
I don't think, he might have mixed things up a little.
I mean, does he have a cross in there? What else does he play out?
Well, and what's the costume?
Is he like, you know what, before we have sex, I need you to take this fish fillet and cut it up into like a million pieces and distribute it to a bunch of people.
Who would have, who knows what Judas looked like too? I mean.
White.
What's the costume?
I don't know. He was Aryan. Just like Jesus.
That's right. There.
Don't be ridiculous. It is funny, though. You ever seen pictures of the Jesus' disciples? They're all white.
Well, yeah.
They're all white.
Depictions.
Yeah.
Of them.
How's that? I'm just wondering.
It's like
watching Friends. Like, you're telling me they live in one of the most diverse cities on the planet, New York. Not one black friend they had. Amazing.
Right.
I just not one non-white friend. Everyone was white with brown hair. It's insane.
Speaking of Fox News.
Nice.
I've got a clip. God, Eric Bolling really couldn't be more of a giant turd. It really is.
Who is Eric Bolling?
He's the one on Fox News or on The Five. This is The Five. This isn't even outnumbered. This is that show, The Five.
Is VJ Kennedy on that or no?
No, no.
Okay. Pauly Shore?
I don't know who the fuck is on this, but he's said a bunch of heinous shit in the past he's a big macho guy. You know, it's the wussification of America kind of thing. We're all pussies.
Yeah.
And things like that. He's the one who called Ditka a pussy.
Mike Ditka?
Because Ditka, remember Ditka? And that's what this is about. This is another one. Mike Ditka mentioned that with all the research now coming out and all the, you know, science and shit and facts about the stuff that's happened to football players' brains, they're getting knocked around in there, and you've got people with severe problems later on.
Wow, so Ditka took the insane position that concussions are bad.
So he said, yeah, he goes, I got to tell you, if I had a little kid right now, I don't think that I would encourage him to play football. This is Iron Mike Ditka.
I would let my kid play football.
And he even says, it's sad, but I don't think I'd let my kid play football.
There's plenty of other sports you can play, by the way.
Well, someone else rang in and kind of said the same thing. That would be Brett Favre.
Oh, wow.
Former quarterback.
Yeah. The guy.
The Green Bay Packers.
Well, listen.
Yet, I'll suspend my dislike for the fact that he said something good in this story.
Well, okay. First of all, the thing about Brent Favre is he's a dude that took a picture of his dick with a flip phone. It was a flip phone.
Well, it was a technology.
It's so much money.
Wasn't it the technology at the time, or was that the joke?
There were better phones. He had a flip phone.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot about that.
Why would he do that?
I guess there's a dick pic of Brett Favre out there.
The man he went his whole career playing football, not sending pictures of his dick to anyone. And it's one time. Didn't he send it to a reporter?
Was it a reporter? I thought it was
really?
Just somebody he was trying to bang or something like that. I don't know if it was a reporter.
Jesus.
Well, here's a little bit of The Five. And, God,
I mean,
Eric Bolling is just a dickhead. I'll play a little bit at the beginning, and then we'll skip to the juicy part. Oops.
Hold on one second, ladies and gentlemen.
Redirecting the wires.
It's like the old-time switchboards.
Right,
right. Hold on, Baker 3, 5,000.
I mean, I love the studio. We could use some upgrades.
Yeah.
Friends?
Is this the beginning of the...
Interesting that they play Friends.
Wow.
And you were talking about that.
The racism inherent in white privilege in Friends. Someone should write a paper on that shit.
I'm sure. Probably been done.
Yeah.
And for pro football. For all football, a federal judge just approved a settlement to resolve thousands of concussion lawsuits filed by retired NFL players. It's an agreement that could cost the league $1 billion. I said billion is in B. Over the next 65 years.
Well, okay, 65 years. And somebody later on in the clip does the math. We don't have to listen to it. But it works out to like $16 million a year or something like that, or which the NFL could fart out. The NFL makes billions a year.
Oh, yeah, man.
So whatever ridiculous amount that they're going to try to pay off, it barely affects them.
A lot of former players have spoken out about the dangers of the sport.
If you had...
This is Ditka.
Right.
An eight-year-old kid now. Would you tell him you want him to play football?
I wouldn't, would you?
Nope. That's sad. I wouldn't.
That was Brian Gumbel, who was interviewing Mike Ditka. Ditka says he wouldn't, and Gumbel says he wouldn't either.
Yeah.
For my whole life was football. I think the risk is worse than the reward. I really do.
If I had a 10-year-old boy, I don't...
This is Troy Aikman, former Cowboys quarterback.
I don't know that I'd be real inclined to encourage him to go play football in light of what we are learning from head injury.
I would be real leery of him playing.
That's Brett Favre talking about his son.
One current player does think the NFL has taken the right steps to make the sport safer.
You're never going to, you know, totally.
This is a Giants punter, Steve Weatherford. So anyway.
Right.
So we heard Ditka. We heard.
People that might know something about football. Yeah. Talking about football.
Well, Eric Bolling's all pissed off again, because remember, he was pissed at Ditka when Ditka first said that, they first ran that story a few months ago. It's the wussification.
Oh,
Mike Ditka's a wussy for not wanting his son to play football. What's wrong with you?
We just don't want people to have brain damage.
Yeah, and end up on Fox News.
Yeah.
So here is a little bit of what Eric,
you just think this is wrong here.
There is so much wrong with this segment. Yeah. First of all, it's $1 billion over 65 years. That comes to $16 million a year. The NFL is one of the strongest brands, if not the strongest brand in all
sports. But they're nonprofit.
Hold on. They make $9 billion a year, $16 or $15 million a year.
Okay, so he's got a point there. He does have a point in that this billion-dollar number sounds horrific, but when they make $9 billion a year, and
right,
it's spread out over 65 years, this is like the NFL.
They're going to laugh at that. By the way, they'll pass all that cost on to the advertisers. And then we ask a current player, and he's a punter, about concussions? Come on, guys. And Mike Ditka and Brett Favre, you know you let your boys play football. I certainly would. Why?
You know you let your boys play football. I certainly would. They just said they wouldn't.
On television.
Well, they said they wouldn't encourage them to.
In front of people. I mean, it's kind of a statement.
Right. We just played them.
Right. They actually just... This is typical right-wing nut job lunacy. They just said, I would not let my kid play football.
Right. And, or I would encourage it or whatever. Yeah.
And Eric Bolling saying that they're lying.
Oh, yeah.
And then also...
Come on, guys.
Sorry.
And then also, it's all the studies that... You know,
but that's science. This is Fox. I don't care about
facts,
your science and
about
facts
the brain.
And bullshit.
Yeah.
How dare you?
But we love football.
And Mike Ditka and Brett Favre, you know you let your boys play football. I certainly would. Why?
But they just said that they wouldn't.
They're
I took them for their word.
But you said they're trying to stay
wussies.
Relevant. You think they're
wussies.
Just being PC about this.
They're trying to stay relevant. Wussies. Wussies.
Oh, Jesus. I feel like I just got teleported back to junior high in Georgia.
Oh, yeah. This is, and that, and Eric Bolling was probably just that diaper load bully in class, you know?
Wussies.
Come on.
I mean, this can't be like, it's got to be a little hard to go on as a guy that made all his money playing football to come on and say, hey, I don't want to let my kids play football.
Yeah, that's what Ditka said. It's sad.
Yeah.
My whole life has been football. I don't think I would want my kid to play football.
How are they being wussies? They're actually doing something noble. They're setting an example. Maybe we don't want all of our kids playing football because we don't want them to be brain injured.
Boys play football. I certainly would.
Why? But they just said that they wouldn't. I took them for their word.
But you said they're trying to stay relevant. You think they're
wussies.
They're just being PC about this.
Wussies.
They're not actually.
Yep.
But you know what? Here, look at this research. The research says they did a sample of 101 players. 80% of them tested positive for degenerative brain disease.
Okay, but for the NFL to be at fault and to have to pay them, they're trying to say the NFL knew that this risk was out there and knew that all this brain damage was going on. And kept it secret.
There's a lot of cases where they were putting people not only just the head injuries and shit, but they were taping people up and putting them back out on the field, even when they knew that maybe the best medical advice wasn't to go back out on the field.
Absolutely. And who's to say the NFL's that credible anyway? You going to believe them to say they didn't know? I mean, it's a $6 billion a year industry or something.
God, but listen to Eric Bolling. Come on.
Oh,
that's that macho bullshit O'Reilly. Come on. You're wrong.
It's kind of funny because it should be a non-issue. I mean, you're talking about getting brain damaged. And this is insane. You're going to let your kid play football.
Yeah.
Let him do something else. Let him play tennis.
80% of people tested showed some kind of brain effects from having played football.
Now, you played tennis. Are there a lot of concussions in tennis? I mean, I imagine you could get hit with a racket by accident.
Right.
I mean, one time I was playing, you know, I'm not a pro like you were, but I was serving and I missed the ball and I hit myself in the knee so hard that I fell over.
Yeah. People get it in the shin sometimes.
No, it's the worst. But play tennis. You're not going to hit your head. Right. You know?
Or change the rules. It's interesting that back in the day when they had those ridiculous leather helmets,
like Mike Ditka wore,
that things were actually sometimes a little safer because. Or look at rugby. The people who play rugby are always talking about, look, we're not drooling when we're in our 50s, you know, and things like that, because they have rules about keeping your head down and about slamming people head first and things.
Yeah.
And those are rules that I think they used to have it with the NFL, but with the advance in technology of all the padding and helmets and shit, they started saying, well, fuck it, put your head down. It's not going to get hurt.
And the conditioning. I mean, if you remember the show Hard Knocks on HBO. It's a great show.
Yeah, it's awesome.
But I don't know how a human being survives that training camp. I mean, what they do is insane. Those people, they're super people. You know?
Right.
Of course they're giving each other brain damage.
The ones that fail out are super people.
I watch these people run. It's like they could outrun a car. I don't want to get hit by that.
God, there's so much going on here with the right, I got to tell you, is losing their fucking minds about this gay marriage thing coming up. It's they are losing their fucking tiny little bigoted minds over it.
Hey, right-wing nut jobs, I dare you to come out on the right side of history on one issue. I dare you.
You're right. In fact, I've got a story about this guy.
Is your gay god going to come and save you?
Yes. I call on gay god.
Rick Wilds.
Is your gay god going to come and save you?
How do we summon gay god? What's the protocol? Is there a bat signal?
What would you flash up in the sky to summon gay god? Yeah. The starfish signal.
Yeah.
So Rick Wilds. Rick Lively, I mean. Oh, this is a different one. I thought it was Rick Wilds. This is Scott Lively. I'm mixing up my lunatics.
Who is this guy?
Scott Lively is a fundamentalist Christian anti-gay activist.
No, oh, wow. What an asshole.
Who's in charge of Abiding Truth Mysteries.
Is it
Ministries?
I have a question. Does he call himself an anti-gay activist?
No. He's pro-Jesus, pro-life,
pro-family.
Right. He was the state director of the California branch of the American Family Association.
Oh, my God.
And was spokesman for the Oregon Citizens Alliance. He has actively called for the public for criminalization.
Yes.
Of public advocacy of homosexuality.
Right. Well, welcome to the Taliban.
This is the guy who's directly involved in the legislation in Uganda.
Oh, come on.
This is the one who was, at, I guess, is under investigation for going over to Russia and shit and for going over to Uganda.
Listen, if Czar Pfeiffer was in charge, that guy in the middle of the night, visited by the black vans, wouldn't hear from him again. Maybe.
So he wrote an article, and guess where it's running? WorldNet Daily.
Yay.
Barb Wire.
What the fuck? That's a Pamela Anderson
That's Barbara's. Peter LaBarbara's. That's his bullshit.
Okay.
He's another one that travels around trying to make sure gay people don't get rights.
God, what a fucking crazy agenda. Like,
he says the only way to stop the legalization of gay marriage is to form, quote, an angry mob.
Come on.
That will, quote, take to the streets, pitchforks and torches held aloft, ready to tear down Frankenstein's castle with their bare hands if need be.
Jesus, what a simpleton. I mean, really.
And he suggests that gayness is part of some elite conspiracy. Quote, the only way to deter the elites is with the threat of mob. They need to see the pitchforks and torches to know they've gone too far and need to back down. That's where we are today in America. The elites want to eliminate the natural family to create a better class of serfs.
What?
State-bred children for the factories and the battlefield.
Oh, my God.
Easier to control, dulled by drugs and sexual promiscuity.
Who the fuck is listening to this crazy person? Gayness.
Meanwhile, it's certainly not the Democrats that are looking to create serfs in this country.
No.
Look at the Republican policies.
Right.
The Koch brothers, they're the ones trying to turn on feudalism.
Who are the people that don't want to raise the minimum wage?
Yeah.
The people you vote for. Stop voting for them.
He goes on. The battle today is for marriage, the core of the natural family.
It's so dramatic.
Every human being on this planet will be harmed if the elites are allowed to destroy it by mutation.
In a world. Wow. They're getting all sci-fi-y.
It's no different than Monsanto destroying natural foods. You see what he's doing here?
Oh, my God.
He's trying to flip to theocratically jujitsu all of the liberal talking points into you got to be against marriage.
Against Monsanto?
Apparently.
Is he trying to link gayness to Monsanto?
I think this is one of these like lunatic. I think he's a libertarian Christian, and because he used to be the head of or the spokesman of the Oregon Citizens Alliance. That sounds like Clive and Bundy-ish kind of
shit. I got a shitload of guns in my compound in the middle of nowhere.
So he probably hates. Yeah, it's no different than Monsanto destroying natural foods or seeds by mutating their DNA, or Big Pharma destroying bodies by flooding the health industry with artificial, often poisonous remedies.
I have a lot of gay friends, and I don't know. It's not like that.
The natural family is the ecosystem of humanity. It must be preserved at all costs. How? By a populist uprising.
God damn it. Listen to this narrative this lunatic is fucking drawing. This is crazy.
For Christians, it's Jesus and the money changers time.
Oh, yes.
Making a whip of cords like he did with his own hands.
Right.
Hold on a second. Wait.
Oh, shit.
making a whip of cords like he did with his own hands, and letting these arrogant puppet masters know we mean to use it.
Did you use the term money changers?
Oh, yeah.
That's anti-Semitic. I'm fucking sorry. That's code for Jewish people.
For Christians, it's Jesus and the money changers time.
Yeah, lunatic.
Scott Lively calling for revolution. Wasn't there one last week? I forget who it was. One of the ninnies. Maybe this guy who's saying it's the next civil war is starting. They're going to start the next civil war if gay marriage passes.
It's between the gays and the straights.
Right.
Come on. See, this is how my issue, this is how I would... How I would tackle homophobia would solve this problem. I would make this Scott Wiles guy have a gay friend, and he would gain empathy. He would...
Really?
Right. He would become emotionally tied to his friend, to his gay friend. He wouldn't do this shit anymore. Maybe.
Also, speaking from the pulpit of the New Life Church in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Oh, I believe that's the home of, or near the home of Gordon Klingenshit.
Oh, God. What was the name of that church?
New Life Church.
Grab me some rattlesnakes.
In 2004, Focus on the Family founder James Dobson called for an amendment to the United States Constitution banning same-sex marriage. He called for, wait, it's federal. So now, here we are a decade later.
Yes.
Here you go. This is Dobson. I don't know who he's fucking
at the New Life World Order.
This is him on his radio show.
Oh, okay. Oh, he has an internet radio show?
Oh, yeah.
How gauche!
Let's just say 2,000 people. Well, Dr. Dobson, if you were to say this on the air, that let's restrain the judges. Let's send a message that they can't ignore. It's not just an email. It's not just a rally. It's not just a march. It's actually delivered to them, hand personalized messages to them from Americans who are calling on Congress to act and restrain them. It's something that could, and I believe will, get...
This ninny, I don't know what she's talking about, but today... I also have this story. This leads into this. You know, she's talking about this, trying to restrain these judges.
Yeah, and it's creepy, too. Not just a phone call, not an email. What does she want?
Oh, yeah.
Violence or something? I mean.
And Ted Cruz.
Yeah.
Ted fucking Cruz.
This is the guy that shut down the government running for president?
Yes.
Announced at a venue where they were required to be. The audience.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Fresh from a couple of days ago being at an event that was headed by two gay businessmen.
Oh, at Fire Island, right?
Where he said that he would be okay if one of his daughters was gay, allegedly.
Ted Cruz said this?
Yeah. Meanwhile, a couple weeks ago, he sent a letter out to all these preachers saying, we got to be strong with the Lord and pray on April 28th. That Satan doesn't butt rape us with the Supreme Court.
Yeah, Ted Cruz doesn't care if his daughter's gay. He just won't afford her the same rights you or I would have.
Exactly. <Yeah. laughs> And that's the question that, you know, they've been asking these guys now is they're kind of in a bind because with 60+% now of humans in the United States of America here saying, you know, let them get married. The lunatic base still ain't into it.
Right.
So now for the primary, I mean, these guys.
It's the 2016 Republican primary.
So these guys.
Boing.
They have to try to walk this line of. Trying to not be too homophobic, but homophobic enough.
Yeah.
So that the lunatics, the birds in the nest with their beaks open.
Right. Just be just enough bigoted.
So they're really, you know, speaking out of both sides. To the people, they say one thing, and then they go talk to the donors.
Oh, yeah.
And, of course, say another thing. But Ted Lee Cruz... Just, it was either today or yesterday, introduced two legislation. One, he wants a constitutional amendment saying that the states that don't want gay marriage don't have to have it.
Oh, God.
And then he wants another law passed right now that says in the interim, they have to go back to making it illegal everywhere or something. He's trying to stop gay marriage.
Okay, you know, if they didn't have this gay marriage issue, what are these people talking about?
Well, they'd find something else, I mean, but gay marriage is a big one right now.
They want to stop
abortion.
They want to stop abortion and stop gay marriage. Well, what do you want to do? What are you going to do? Because once you... Okay, say you do those two things and the world's perfect. The air smells so much sweeter because gay people can't get married. And what are you going to do?
Now what? Yeah.
Now what, stupid?
My marriage is sanctified. My third wife says so.
All right.
Here's Dobson.
Get their attention. If only 2,000 people who listened to your program decided to restrain the judges... Because if they click that button that sends 544 at once, that's a million restraining orders in a day. What we ended up in pink slips was over 10 million. I believe a small remnant can do a lot right now.
So she's talking about the fact that we always laugh about is that the million moms is really eight people with a million emails. She just admitted it.
They're all AOL addresses.
She said you click on that button that sends 544 of them. That's a million. We only need 2,000 people to do that.
Doesn't that discredit what they do?
They don't care.
They're frauds.
They don't care.
By clicking one button and standing with Congress to do what has been done many times before, withholding jurisdiction on issues far, far less important than marriage. And it's something that happened in Congress with the Hostetler bill that actually passed the House. If it had passed the Senate, we wouldn't be in this mess. But it passed the House in 2004, and I believe it can pass again if we show enough support and enough pushback right now.
Since you both made reference to my comment, let me clarify, if I may, that I agree with everything both of you said. Matt, certainly I agree with every component of what you said, and Janet, same for you. And I will help any way I can. I just think we need to be realistic about what we're up against here, which is to accomplish something that I don't think, Matt, you can verify it, but it has almost never been done, especially when you have a politically correct issue that's reached the level of intensity that this one has. They talk about a civil war. We could have another one over this.
There we go.
We're going to have a homosexual civil war.
Tony Perkins?
I'm beginning to think, now, are re-education camps next? You know, when are they going to start rolling out the boxcars?
Oh, God. Because the guys down the street are going to be able to have their wedding.
Yes.
Somehow that goes straight to Christian Holocaust.
Their wedding. Oh, I see. Oh, are you telling me all the homosexuals will be dressed as Nazis?
Right.
To start hauling off Christians. I mean, at what point do Christians say enough is enough?
Yeah. And do what?
Listen, I am not going to be relegated to live the rest of my life in a straight ghetto. How dare you even suggest that?
What are they going to do about it?
I guess when the witch hunt gets very painful or more personal, but I guarantee that we are going to continue to see the witch hunt, and we will continue to see it carried out in the public square. And if they can't get to you in the public square, in other words, if you're not as, if you don't have as much gravitas as someone like Dan Cathy or Brandon Eich, then they can get you into a civil rights commission or a tribunal.
Who the fuck is she talking about?
Everybody runs scared.
Rattling off like names of right-wing nut job lunatics. What's going on in this public square? What is she talking about?
I don't know.
Don't get caught in the public square.
They're
going to the gays are going to take over the public squares.
But I mean, listen to these themes. This is here's Ted Cruz.
Oh shit.
We look at the jihad that is being waged right now.
The jihad?
Look at the jihad that is being waged right now.
Wow, that's insane.
In Indiana and Arkansas, going after people of faith who respect the biblical teaching that marriage is the union of one man and one woman.
Okay.
I mean, isn't this getting a little creepy?
Yeah, it's nuts.
These words that these guys are starting to use? Like,
right.
are we going to start seeing some Christians getting violent?
I want people to start quoting Harry Potter. What does Harry Potter say about gay marriage?
Right.
Equal myth.
Here's Tony Perkins again on a different show.
And here's my prediction, Tim. You know, the homosexuals are saying, well, in 10 years, we'll redefine marriage. They're saying this is going to impact the Supreme Court's decision on the upcoming DOMA case. It's going to be like abortion. In January will be the 40th anniversary of Roe v. Wade, but we are no closer to resolving the issue of abortion in this country than we were 40 years ago. Why? Because it runs counter to natural law. It's unnatural for a mother to take the life of her own child. It's unnatural for two men to be married. It's unnatural for two women to be married. And even among the unchurched, they get it.
The unchurched. How's that for a word?
I've never even heard of that.
The unchurched. I kind of like it.
Did he coin that?
I don't know. I'm proud to be unchurched.
Yeah, me too. I'm unchurched. Jeez.
Church in size.
Yeah, yeah.
Basic biology. It doesn't work. And then when you look at the ramifications of society, as Peter alluded to, there are significant problems, and those will become more pronounced, I think, over the next decade. But you have people in 30 states that have gone to the polls and voted for the definition of marriage. I think if the court steps in at this moment and says, we're redefining marriage, same-sex marriage will be the law in every land, I'm telling you what, I think you will create a firestorm of opposition. I think that could be the straw that broke the camel's back when you look at a nation that is so divided along these moral and cultural issues that you could have, you know, I hate to use the word, but I mean a revolt, a revolution. I mean, I think...
I don't see Christians taken to the streets on this one. I just don't. They had one of their million fuckwad marches last summer. They tried to have one of those million marches for marriage. And they had like 2,000 people. So 998,000 off.
Are you telling me a guy that spends all day reasoning with a sky god is delusional?
Maybe. I mean, a tiny bit.
Guy's a lunatic. A revolt.
Huckabee?
Oh, God.
They're going to say, well, you're touching off a constitutional crisis and the like, when in reality, probably what the court is doing is actually touching that off. I mean, you understand that would be a maelstrom, the likes of which it's been many years since we've seen the other two branches exert their authority.
This is the radio host setting up Huckabee.
Yeah,
Huckabee.
He sounds a little
over the Supreme Court. How would you react to the controversy that would then ensue?
Okay, wait.
I think we would remind people.
Okay, now, I'm going to go out on a limb and say Huckabee is going to come out against gay marriage.
I think it's probably...
See, that would then ensue.
I think we would remind people that the constitutional crisis is not when we actually have obeyed it. It's when we utterly disregard it. I mean, I look back to 1973, and I'm wondering what would have happened had the two branches of government, the executive and the legislative, simply said...
Anyway, you get the idea that all these Christians are talking about that when... gay marriage finally becomes the law of the land, probably, in June.
What
it sounds
think?
Like they're picking up guns.
Right. Hey, listen, they're creepy.
I put the story up on Facebook, and there's a lot of angry liberals out there. Because a lot of angry liberals are saying, oh, bring it. Bring it.
This angry liberal doesn't want anyone to bring anything anywhere.
No, we're anti-violence.
Leave your guns at home, for God's sakes, you idiots.
Apparently, there's a lot of angry liberals out there who are like, who are not averse to violence.
I don't.
Who are just waiting for the Christians to start taking shots.
Oh, shit. I tell you, man, I don't remember which right-wing nut job said it, but this one guy you just played is talking. He's like, it goes against biology. It's not natural.
Tony Perkins.
What does he know about biology? He probably doesn't believe in evolution.
course he doesn't believe in evolution.
Don't talk to me about science, okay? Just don't.
How dare you suggest that he believes in evolution?
Yeah, yeah. I understand that you're a bigoted asshole. I get it. It's your beliefs, but don't start talking to me about, like, science and nature and shit, dude. You don't even believe in fucking evolution.
Right.
Is the world round in your head? I have no idea.
Conservative activist E.W. Jackson.
Who the fuck is this?
He's a right-wing nutjob.
You know, it breaks my heart that our country is going in the direction that it's going. It also breaks my heart that no matter how loving we try to be, no matter how reasonable we try to be, no matter how much we express, as one woman did when a gay customer came in and demanded that she provide, I think, a floral arrangement for a gay wedding, and she put her hands on his hands and said, I love you. You've been coming here for years.
Oh, I love God. You, but fuck you, you yeah, faggot.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Right.
I mean, it's like... oh,
but
God,
I can't do that.
Exhausting.
She was still his friend. She still loved him. But he was asking her to break her commitment to our Lord and Savior Jesus
Christ. He was asking her to put some flowers in a fucking vase.
And it's a public business.
Right.
In a city where
exactly
public taxes are paid, so a police force protects you. There's a sidewalk in front of your fucking storefront. When you drive there,
yeah.
There's traffic lights so you don't slam into other people.
When you take a shit, your shit is sucked away by partially paid for by gay dollars.
Right. That's the best part. I mean,
people have to remember Christians have died for our faith in him. We've died for our commitment for the world.
So what are you suggesting?
Word of God. So the idea that those of us who believe are simply going to roll over because there's social pressure, when we know that we follow a long line of heroes of the faith who have surrendered everything, including the 158 children who just died not too long ago in Kenya. Kids, really. Who would not renounce their faith in Jesus Christ under threat of beheading, under threat of murder. We're certainly not going to back up because people are upset with us.
People have been willing to kill, he said.
Wow.
And we're certainly not going to back up.
I mean, the 100%, they're delusional.
So they're saying they're gearing up. Plus... are we going to see this motherfucker on the front lines? Let's see E.W. Jackson on the front lines battling against the anti-Christians.
What does he do? Does he have a shitty internet radio show?
He's an activist.
Oh, God.
Kind of asshole.
I'm a bigoted activist.
Yeah, conservative activist E.W. Jackson.
What a dick.
American politician, Christian minister, lawyer in Virginia. Unsuccessfully ran for the Republican Party lieutenant governor in Virginia for 2013.
Wow.
Oh, I remember him now. He was that preacher. I remember the reason he didn't win is because he's a heinous preacher, anti-gay, right-wing Christo nut job.
He's a nut. Nobody wants to vote for him.
Right. so that's why he, although it is Virginia.
You know what's great? You know, it's kind of great. Listen to these people. There's just no place for them. There will come a time when this won't. There will be no place,
right?
For these lunatics.
Oh yeah, they're going away. They're totally.
They're dying off.
Totally going away. Thankfully,
right?
God, what have we got?
Well, we have the top five coming up.
I know. I don't know.
And
if we have time for
Faithless Friday.
Friday, though.
Oh shit! Can you at least tell me what it was?
If I could pronounce it.
Oh, that's a good one.
It's a Brazilian.
Oh, I love it. Brazilian? That's
not
that
kind
was
of Brazilian.
That's a religion for some people.
God damn it. Now I can't even find it. It might be Faithless Monday.
Well, we could do it next week. Save it for next week.
We could save it for next
week. It's a tease.
Because far more important.
Yeah.
From the Billboard Hot 100, ladies and gentlemen. more proof.
Yes.
That there is no God. We'll be able to hear these songs, the top five songs of the week. Coming in at number five, ladies and gentlemen, is none other than Fetty Wap.
Who's that?
It's Fetty Wap, F-E-T-T-Y, Wap.
Fetty Wap.
W-A-P. With a song called Trap Queen. Coming
like
in.
Like in your sink.
At number
five. We just had a go, talking about your Lambos, a 56 gram, 500 grams though.
Isn't this the one that we skipped ahead and it sounds exactly like that? Like,
yeah, yeah.
Here's a minute later. There's a lot of money. There's some hot chicks, a big car. Fetty Wap.
No,
Fetty Wap.
All that stuff, but no chorus.
Trap Queen coming in at number five.
Yeah.
Dropping a little bit.
Oh, no.
Two spots. Last week, it was at number three, ladies and gentlemen. One of Ryan's favorite songs.
What is this?
Maroon 5.
Oh, shit.
None other than Maroon 5 with Sugar.
I think this is propaganda by the sugar industry.
Do you think it is?
Yes, I really do.
Eat more, get fatter.
Monsanto.
Number three, ladies and germs, apparently from the 50 Shades of Grey soundtrack.
Oh, yeah.
Is
you seen that yet, by the way?
No, I have 0.0 desire.
You read it?
To see that.
Have you at least read the book?
Fucking read that
Come
book.
On.
No. Surprisingly.
Right.
This is The Weeknd.
Oh, yes. I've heard of this band.
With Earned It from 50 Shades of Grey. You make it look like it's magic from you. Cause I see nobody, nobody but you. I'm never confused. There you go. Yeah, but there's a bunch of bare ass cheeks on the video now with wow. gaffer tape on them and
weird
X's.
50 Shades of Grey, huh?
50 Shades of Grey, earned
that,
it. Did
that weekend. Cow that's in the song, did it like it when it got little
the cow
clamps
was,
on its teats?
The cow was in addition from the soundboard here at Crab Diving Studios.
Oh, really?
It was crab diving, shitting on that song.
That's a great song, though, if you're getting hooked up to some nipple clamps. Or what are they doing, 50 Shades of Grey?
There's some whipping and shit, I guess, and shit, stuff like that. I don't know. I haven't seen it. Right. Coming in at number two, ladies and gentlemen, Mark Ronson with Bruno Mars, Uptown Funk. There you go, Uptown Funk, Bruno Mars.
I'm not saying anything good about this song because our fan that's a friend of the show that supplied us this.
Dominic?
He doesn't like that song. And if I say that I like that when I see him.
You're not allowed to.
Shit, I'll get an earful, man. That song sucks. I hate it.
You like that song, you liar.
It's racist.
Mark Ronson, Uptown Funk with Bruno Mars at number two. At number one, ladies and gentlemen, on the Billboard Hot 100 from... Furious 7.
Right.
Goddamn, there's seven of those motherfucker movies. What happens in those movies? I don't think I've seen one. Have you seen any Furiouses and Fasts?
I don't know. I don't think. Was that with the cars?
Yeah, with Vin Diesel and Paul Walker,
no.
the late, great Paul Walker.
Yeah. No, I haven't seen those.
Wiz Khalifa.
What happens? Is it like, you know, is it like Herbie the Love Bug or what kind
of? There's a lot of driving and shit and driving. Wiz Khalifa, See You Again, featuring Charlie Puth. When I see you again. Damn, no, all the planes we flew, the things we've been through. Then I'll be standing right here talking to you about another path. I know we love to hit the road and laugh, but something told me that it wouldn't last. Had to switch up, look at things different, see the bigger picture. Those were the days, hard work forever pays. Now I see you in a better place. There you go. Wiz Khalifa, the number one song in the nation, ladies and gentlemen, according to the Billboard Hot 100. Thank you for listening and participating.
That's right.
I mean, really fucking excited about
it. It's like that one part of that, the number one song, whatever the fuck that is. There's a chick, she's singing and stuff, and then this guy comes in and he starts rapping. I mean,
that's the song.
I know. I'm just saying. Is that guy equally billed as the singer? Because he's talking. God, I sound like an asshole. I don't care.
You know, a lot of these songs these days have the kids these days.
I know.
Have the featuring. So-and-so featuring somebody and somebody featuring somebody.
I'm just saying the rapper has the easier job there.
Really?
You know, because the person singing, my God, they can't stay out late. They got to go to bed. They got to rest the voice. Meanwhile, this guy shows up. He talks.
Well, how do you know he doesn't have to rest his voice and do his red leather, yellow leather and shit like that?
He doesn't have to do shit. I'm just kidding. I don't know. I don't know anything about rap.
You can. You don't do any freestyling?
No, I'm an idiot.
Monday, or maybe next Friday, ladies and gentlemen, we didn't get to Faithless Friday this week. I apologize, but we were going to talk about the believers of Candomblé.
Candomblé.
A religion that came to Brazil on the slave ships from West Africa. A lot of dancing.
Oh, really?
A lot of fun, a lot of colors, a lot of weird beliefs.
Limbo? Did they do the limbo?
I don't know if they do the limbo specifically, but they've called it the hidden religion of Brazil. Shit. So we'll talk, I guess, next week on Faithless Friday. Sorry to, only give you an inch this week.
Right.
But we'll be back.
It's the tease.
It is the little bit of a tease.
Yes.
Here on the network. Don't forget to listen Sunday. We're excited about this.
That interview.
Interview that Ian Garlick is doing. Got for... one of the first same-sex adoptions in Northern Florida after this bullshittery went on and all this stuff that's going on there.
Tune in to the Dow of Inbound.
Thanks for listening to us here on The Big Show, ladies and gentlemen. It's Friday. We've been here for 10 hours this week, but guess what? We're going to strap in and do it again next week for y'all, 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific every weekday. 5 to 7 on the Eastern Type Coast. If you miss us, we rerun at 5 p.m. Pacific, this great show. And then, a little bit while later, it's available for download from crabdiving.com or iTunes or Stitcher. Don't forget to follow all the other great stuff that's here on the network. Live streaming 24-7, crabdiving.com.
Oh, my God.
Live.
The Hollywood Hick's on tonight.
Tonight.
A brand new one.
7 p.m., a brand new sparkling Hollywood Hick. See who Brent Paris breaks the fuck up with this week, Mother Truckers.
He's hilarious.
Tune in for that. Don't forget Ian Garlick's interview Sunday at noon?
At noon, Pacific.
Pacific time. And then following that, a brand new sparkling episode of Democracy How?
Right. Grab your pitchforks. Grab your torches.
This is Sean Donovan. And tomorrow, 4 p.m., a brand new Cantilinguist. All kinds of new shit for you all here on the network.
Yes.
Don't forget to follow us on all the social medias. Go to crabdiving.com. Over there on the left are a bunch of blue buttons. Pull open your shirt. Take your left nipple and press those buttons. Or whatever body part you want to select.
Yeah, really.
If your left nipple's too sensitive and chafed, use your right. If you've got an Audi.
Right.
And then follow us everywhere, spread us, love us, all that. Ryan Pfeiffer, you can follow him at Rated R Comedy on the Twitter, or go to RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter at Vile Experience, oh so vile.
And don't forget crabdiving.com. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Bye bye.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.